Hey everyone, before this podcast begins, we want to tell you about some other arts-related podcasts you're going to love. They are The Conduit Music Podcast, Artsville, Gringo and the Man, Art World Horror Stories, and Not Real Art. On these action-packed podcasts, you'll hear experts talk about creativity, design, the music biz, the art world, visual art, American craft, Chicano art, street art, graffiti, and even stand-up comedy. So be sure to find and follow these great arts podcasts today. Now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Hello, this is Siri, and you're listening to my favorite podcast, Not Real Art. I live for this shit because it's totally lit.
All right, man, one.
Are we going to go right into this? Or?
Yeah, just jump right in.
Yeah?
I mean, that's how we roll, right? You know, let's not be precious.
All right.
You know, let's get it just right.
Let's see.
Adjust the mic. Mike.
Yeah, you know what?
Who's Mike?
I'm going to have to adjust this then. All right. Let's see.
We're letting the whole world, because the whole world is listening.
All right, here we go.
Letting the whole world in on our process.
That's better.
Yeah. You comfortable?
Kick back and relax.
You comfortable?
And talk shit.
That's it. How are you feeling today?
Good, man. I'm feeling good. I'm just, another great day in LA.
It is sunny. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. You know, you get to enjoy it while you're driving in traffic. So.
Yeah, traffic.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it ain't getting better anytime soon.
No, it's getting much better every day.
But Elon Musk is going to save us.
Someone's going to save us, you know?
Yeah, a meteorite.
Yeah.
Shit. It's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's a meteorite coming right? Coming for your face.
Well, I heard today that the old guy from the Dodgers, the old owner,
okay,
whatever his name was, I'm blanking on his name right now.
John Doe.
He's proposing to the city that they build from Union Station to Dodger Stadium, those like what did he say, like a gondola or something?
Like a train, like aerial tram,
like
or
aerial
something.
Aerial tram.
Wow.
You know, to connect it.
Hey, you know what? It's an idea.
Yeah.
I didn't think of it.
Yeah, he thought of it because he owns the parking lot once.
Right, exactly. Of course. Of course, you know. Perverse incentives.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Well, we got to do something. I've given up on the flying car. It's not happening in my lifetime.
You don't think so?
You know, is it going to get past the regulators? I mean, at the end of the day, really?
By now, it might. Uh-huh. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen in the next 3 years.
I do. You know what? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how sedentary my life has become.
Yeah.
You know, sitting on my ass at work, sitting on my ass in the car, driving.
Yeah.
You know.
And you decided to do a podcast, sit on your ass some more.
Yeah, why are we even doing this? I mean, the last thing the world needs is another podcast. Why are we doing a podcast?
I think because it's easier than just talking about it over the phone for hours and hours and no one else listening to us. So maybe eventually someone will listen to us.
Well, you know, I'll always listen to you.
Well, I know that's the problem.
Yeah. At the very least we have each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and it's, it's interesting. It's like the last thing the world needs is another podcast. The last thing that anybody has time for is another podcast. And here we are podcasting.
Yeah. Well, that's usually when we do it, when we don't need it anymore.
Well, you know, I just think it says something about our stubbornness and our tenacity and our resilience to, you know, fight through and break out and show people how it's done.
You know? Yeah, yeah. Well, it's if you don't like what's out there, you know, show them how it's done. If you don't know what the hell you're doing, who cares? Just do it anyways.
I know I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
You know, it's like, it's cool though, right? We got some nice equipment.
Dude, it looks official.
It looks official.
It actually looks like we know what we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll let the audience be the judge of whether or not they enjoy it. But yeah, it's fun. Listen, I mean, it was funny when I bought the gear at Guitar Center. I use the family credit card, and my wife gets these pings, you know.
Right.
And like 10 seconds, it felt like, later,
yeah,
she texts me, why is there a charge from Guitar Center?
Right.
She's like, you don't play.
You're like, I'm gonna be a rock star.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna be a podcaster. Don't worry, all of our financial problems are solved.
You know, the lucrative podcasting world.
Yeah, you know, when you and I were talking about doing this, you know, for better or worse, we talked about how we might do something a little bit different, a little bit easier for people to consume, to enjoy, to inhale. And, you know, I think we talked a little bit about keeping these shorter, right? So, yeah. You know, 15-minute kind of segments. I wonder how that's going to go.
Yeah, we're going to be like an hour and 15
minutes. We're already at 12 minutes.
Before we say anything. Yeah, it's not going to work. I think that's the thing about podcasts is, like, no one's telling you to shut up. No one's cutting you off. So, hey, just keep talking. And my wife says I love to talk.
You do love to talk.
Yeah.
You're good at it. You're a good talker.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know how I'll do in a podcast situation, but according to my wife, I love to talk.
Well, second that motion. But yeah, I was like, well, you know, if we could figure out a way to, you know, record these little golden nuggets, bite-sized morsels, you know, we'd be more pod than podcast at right. 15 minutes. But we'll see how it goes. I mean, there's lots to talk about.
We can always edit.
You know, we'll fix it in post.
We'll fix it in post. You know,
that's what everybody, that's what the pros do.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever seen reality TV?
I live it every day.
Yeah. So, you know, that's the first show I was on. The guy told me, if you don't do a take 15 times, it's not reality. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, what I appreciate about our gumption to jump into this world of podcasting is what do I appreciate? I lost my thought. See? Right there. Yeah. Oh, I know what I was going to say.
Yeah.
That we're just letting it out. Like this is authentic and raw. Like, we're not trying to be... The last thing I want to be in my life is a professional podcaster.
Well, I'm kind of surprised, to be honest, because I showed up thinking you're going to have some notes, thinking you were going to have some kind of, you know, timeline or something, you know, some kind of organization. And I mean, I was impressed by the
setup,
you know, the couches. Yeah. It's a good feel.
Right.
But beyond that, I was actually expecting a little bit more professionalism from you. So I'm feeling a little let down, to be honest.
Well, you know, I would have thought you knew me better than that, but clearly I can still disappoint, which is good. You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because now that I'm looking across the office and I see my notes, they're on my desk about 10 feet away. So
yeah, that's where they should be. And my camera, I brought my GoPro so we could record this, and it's in my bag.
Right, we're right, exactly.
So we're getting off to a great start.
Well, you know, we're knocking the corners off, as they say.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I feel like there's nothing better than just to jump in, you know?
Sure.
Time isn't on our side anymore.
Right, right.
I'll be 48 next month, and I don't have time to waste, man.
Well, that's right. It's my birthday next month.
Your
too.
Birthday is, that's right. And actually,
Taurus is.
Before mine, yes, that's right. Because yours is May 1st.
May 1st. I'll be 47.
47. On May 15th, I'll be 48.
There you go.
So, you know, boy, are we relevant.
That's why we're doing this.
Right. Because we have our finger on the pulse.
The finger on the pulse of death.
The cold fingers. Although I'm looking forward to the sleep, quite frankly. I need the rest. I'm just perpetually exhausted. I look forward to the nap.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know why, but Well, I guess that's why. I've never thought about death more than I have in the last couple years. Different reasons, obviously, that maybe we'll get into at some point, or that, you may know about, but the listeners may not know about. But it's a crazy thing, right? That like you start thinking about like what's gonna happen when I die, what's gonna happen to like for example, every day I think, what if I died right now? What's gonna happen to my studio? Like all the shit in there. Who's gonna go in there and steal all my shit?
I will.
You will?
Yeah.
But you have a key, so that's
Well,
fine.
not technically stealing, but you have a key.
Yeah, you have a key, so it's not stealing. But like, what's gonna happen to all my stuff? What, like it's a trip, and I never, 40 years plus, thought of anything like that. And all of a sudden now it's like, oh wait a minute, what happens?
You know what I'm worried about
Yeah.
is my browser history.
Oh. You don't clean it every night?
Who's gonna clear my browser?
Yeah. Well, that's. You gotta leave some kind of fun nuggets for people. You gotta stay relevant.
I gotta have somebody come in and clean out all my contraband.
The tank team, as they
The
call
tank team, right? Want my own personal tank team. What a name.
Yeah.
How do people come up with names like that with a serious face? Like,
Yeah.
yes, let's call it a tank team. Yes, we'll be a tank team. How is that taken seriously?
And then how do you go home and say, I work for the tank team?
You know
I'm
what?
on the tank team.
I guarantee you that person went to Harvard.
Yeah, probably.
You know,
The lead tainter.
the chief tainter,
Yeah.
chief tainter, chief CTO, chief taint officer.
That guy is he's living the dream.
Oh my God. So, you know who loves our podcast already, right?
No, I don't know.
Suri.
Oh yeah.
Suri's a huge fan of
I
our
thought it was
podcast.
Siri.
Is it Siri? Suri? Yeah.
Suri, maybe
Well,
that's,
it's Miss Suri if you're nasty.
that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as it's not Alexa.
Slut.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was thrilled to hear that she's such a fan. She did that plug for us, and
Right, right. That's true.
But our attempt at podcasting is it's called Not Real Art.
Yeah.
Not Real Art. What does that even mean?
Yeah. Well, it's pretty obvious that we're in the world of not real art, because we're making not real money.
Yeah, there's a direct correlation between
Yeah.
the more money you make, the less artful it is. Or
There's some kind of correlation. I don't know what it is.
that as an a direct correlation, obstacle, whatever. But yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something about making not real art as opposed to real art.
What do you want to make?
I want to make real money. So whatever path it takes to make real money,
Right.
maybe it's a little bit of not real, maybe it's a little bit of real. I don't know.
Cryptocurrency, and
Yeah.
maybe
Not real money.
not real money. Yeah.
But
Well.
it is.
Yeah.
But it isn't. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we live in a time that feels very unreal on many levels. So,
Yeah.
not real art. The podcast feels appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get very suspicious when people start labeling things, Oh,
Right.
that's real, or that's authentic, or that's, it's like, well,
Well, oh my God, that's going to open up a bunch of can of worms there. Because being a graffiti artist my whole life,
Wait, you're a
there.
graffiti artist?
Yeah. Not real graffiti
Yeah,
artist.
not a real graffiti artist.
Yeah, because I don't paint illegally on the
Yeah, that's
streets
right. That's
anymore.
right. That's right. You're not tagging anywhere.
Yeah, so since I'm not bombing, I guess I'm not a real graffiti artist.
I knew it. Imposter.
Yeah, but growing up as a graffiti artist, it's like you called people out, right? Because there was biters and people who were jacking your shit, so you had to call them out, And so all of a sudden, so many years later, now to just be dealing in a world where people don't want to call out people, or afraid to call out people, or you get blamed for calling out people. It's a weird thing, because it's like there used to be this authenticity, there used to be this
Integrity,
integrity,
honor.
And now it's all out the window and doesn't matter anymore, you know.
Hmm.
To an extent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because you're talking about culture at the end of the day, right? The culture of right. the scene, the culture of graph, and it's a powerful thing, right?
Right.
It feels like on a certain level, I'm speaking broadly now, but it feels like, you know, kids these days, you know, are they don't really care about the history
right.
of things.
Nope.
Quite like they should or could.
No, because history to them is, you know, what happened a few hours ago on
Instagram.
On Instagram, or a few seconds ago on Snapchat.
Right.
You know, which I don't even know what that is because I don't have Snapchat because I refuse to get Snapchat.
I downloaded it and then I looked at it and I promptly disregarded it.
You know, it's just like that's the history now. You know, it's like how long does the thing stay in the news cycle? You
right.
know? And what is the news cycle? Is it Twitter? Is it
the fake news cycle?
Oh, you know, not real news.
Not real news. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, I, coming from a oral tradition of graffiti, it's like there was a history. There was, you know, you had to do it a certain way and you had to learn the ropes and you had to, you know, earn your props, you know. And nowadays it's just like, just do whatever the hell you want. And you know, that's all good. You
right.
know? So it's kind of sad. Kind of sad, but you know, who knows, maybe that's the future.
Well, you know, what do you know, you're an old guy.
Oh yeah,
I'm you're just gonna be you're gonna be dead soon.
I mean, I think probably most of this podcast is gonna be old hating guy
on grumpy old man
right. on the new generation,
right?
You know, so
because we know best.
Yeah,
back in my day.
Right So you know, that's probably what it's gonna end up being.
All right. Well, tell you what, we're going to leave it at that because we are at 16 minutes.
Yeah.
And let's just wrap it up. We'll let people tune into the next episode to hear what we're talking about next.
We'll tune in later.
All right.
Sounds good.
Late.